London Lecture Number 7. Evening, August 13th, Janmasthami evening. London Temple,
1971.
Wife, all protection, all such distractions. And the wise trust the husband throughout the night, so that the husband may feel all his comfort. The relationship between husband and wife will continue only on sex. Sex life. Very, very degrading. And that's why we see in many cases. As soon as there is some discrepancy, sex life, there is separation. According to Vedic scripture, there is no question of separation. Husband and wife must be throughout the life to rest in this place and happiness. It was the duty of Vasudev, Krishna's father, although he was newly married, he just chose to respond. I give the protection. So he made a compromise. My dear father, I quite understand that your sister divorced also. Tell us, your sister is not killing. Her son, one of her son. It may be that she may not have any son, so why should she be born? There are so many, that is future. Someone will come as son and he may kill. And even though if you think that her son, any one of her son, I bring all my sons, all of her before you. As soon as he's born, that you may do well. Because by this time, Krishna may change his mind. Oh, Devaki's mother runs from the imminent danger of being killed by her brother. But the brother was so reluctant that Vasudev regularly brought each and every child before Krishna. The Krishna is the ancient, and he is the supreme personality of God. One may argue that how God takes part, there are many. The answer. Why God will not take birth? If God is all powerful, why this power should be denied to him? That he cannot take birth. Is God under the direction of any human being that some philosopher thinks that God cannot take birth? Therefore, God will be obliged by his conception that he will not take birth. No. God is omnipotent, all powerful. He can take birth. As many times as he does, and wherever he likes. That is God good. Full independence. In whatever form he likes. So, God's appearance, birth, his appearance, all these things is very difficult to understand simply by academic study of the Vedas. Academicians, they cannot understand Veda. They are described in the Bhagavad Gita as a Vidubada Rata Vasma. Vidubada Rata. They are simply addicted to the Veda. But actually, they cannot understand. None of the three parts. They simply say, we don't believe anything. No, except it. But what you understand about the Veda? If you actually know Vedas, then you know Krishna. If you do not know Krishna, then you have no knowledge of it. Because Krishna says, by studying something, let one understand Krishna. There is no use of studying Krishna. He does not get any profit. These are the sanskrit. On the other hand, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that janma karma is false. Jnanati bhaktata. My janma. Krishna never says janma vidhi. Janma karma. If somebody thinks that Krishna took birth and died of it, that is the conclusion of the less intelligent class. Let's understand. Krishna never died. But by Krishna, we also, part and parcel of Krishna, we also never die. The death takes place, the change of birth. But Krishna has no material birth. Therefore, if death, death of birth, that is also not. His body is Satchidananda, Vikram. His body is completely spiritual. Hidara, soft, thin, full of bliss, and ananda, and bliss, ananda, and sweetness, knowledge. Krishna's body is full of knowledge. And full of it. Our body is just the opposite, material body. Therefore, Krishna's body cannot be compared with our body. If we do so, then we are ashamed. That is a great problem. Abhijanasi manam sura. Manasi sura. All I am here, just like human beings, Buddha.
Buddha.
This is exact word used. Buddha. It's not that. Param Bhagavama Jananta. Because they have no deep knowledge about their Buddha consciousness. That is the Samantha's best moment. It's very nice. One who takes to speak the Samantha says, he has the opportunity of understanding Krishna, in fact, Janma Parma Melitam, and one who knows his impact, his activities, his appearance. Krishna appears, and he has many activities. Those who have read our book, Krishna, they know how he has always acted. So God is not impersonal, neither in act. He's always there. Any living entity cannot be in act. In act is dead soul, not alive. So the Vedas, it is said that he is the chief living entity. We are all living entities. Just like in this meeting, in our small temple, you are considering me, that I am the chief. Outside, the queen is the chief living entity. And outside England, somebody else. Outside this planet, somebody else. Outside this universe, somebody else. But the ultimate chief living entity is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna stays in the Bhagavad Gita. Matta Parataram. Nanna Jinchi Yasti Samantha. My dear Roger, beyond me, there is no superior person or superior truth. So what is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself, that is also being praised by the demigods who have come to offer their obeisances to Lord Krishna by, you are supposed to be in the home of the I say purpose. You are supposed to be. Devotee was feeling that I have got a big within my abdomen. But actually, when Krishna took his birth, he not took his birth from the abdomen of Devaki. He appeared before Devaki in 400 Vishnu form. Because it's Thursday. And Devaki, of course, his father and Krishna is part of devotee. In a previous life, he underwent very serious penance and hostility, both devotee and Gosudha. They took benediction from God that he would appear as a just. Their demand was that we want a child like you. That Mr. Dev, that means you are another child. Then I'll have to become your child. This was the promise. light, but lost. He'll have Helios knife. So, he kept that promise. Senegal says, Shastam Pratam, Shastam Parana, Shastam. Shastam Pratam. God, Krishna, is always truthful. He is always truthful. He is not a liar. Just like we sometimes become speak lies. That is the one of the qualifications of starting as soul. Teaching. We consist of souls. We have got a propensity to teach others. In our ordinary dealing, even in family affairs, sometimes think that I am hiding this matter from my wife. That is a tendency. But in our relationship with Islam, that is not, there is no such thing. When Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that Manmadhanam Bhavamad Sabda Sarva Dharman Parishasya Mam Ekam Saranam Aham Swah Sarva Pabri Pamukhrishya. So when Krishna says that you surrender to me, and I give you protection from all resultant action of sinful life. Thus, nobody should think otherwise that Krishna is teaching. Krishna is speaking. That's all right. But as soon as I surrender, he will teach. No. That's what he says. Saptapratam. Another Saptapratam. And how is always truth? In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, by the Lama, Jadadadahi dharmasya prani kabuti bhastat sadatmanam sriyamaham. Whenever there is discrepancy in the religious life of the people, Jalal, I am. The Krishna is appearing because at that time, due to the reign of mantra, the whole world was a charge with sinfulness. Not by the people, by the king himself. And the demigod, headed by Brahma, approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he said that he was coming very close in the family of Yodhuda. So, in order to keep that promise, he was the Kumbha. He was Saptapratam. The next qualification says Saptaparam. Param means supreme. There are many related truths, but the absolute truth is the strong or the supreme person, Saptam Param. The Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavad, begins with these words, Saptam Param Supreme. That's the author of this Madhavanam, he is offering his obeisance to the Supreme Truth, Krishna. In the beginning, he writes, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Satnam Param, the absolute truth is Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita Krishna himself says that all that was suffering from love. And the origin of everything. If you take any group within this Mexico world, or anywhere, he is the origin. The Sampan. He is the absolute truth. According to our Vaishnava philosophy, we do not take anything untrue. The Mayavadi philosopher, they say that this world is mithya, untrue. But we do not say that. We say, no, it's not untrue. It is true. No. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, this material world, which is made of primarily eight elements and then diffused in 24 elements. They are the defined manifestation of Krishna's energy. Just like the fire remains in one place and it diffuses its heat and light. And so many things are happening through heat and light. Similarly, Krishna, although he is staying in one place as person, he can distribute himself by different energy. Just like the sun. Sun is staying in a localized place. Everyone can see. When you see sun, you see that it is dying in one corner of the sky. Very insignificant for man. But still, by the heat and light of the sun, all these planets and all the production in the planets get up. That's the time that everyone knows. As soon as there will be absence of heat and light, then it is difficult to maintain ourselves. The heat and light is coming from the sun, but the heat and light, the origin of heat and light, is the sun glow. And within the sun glow, there is the sun god of heat. That will give information from Sanskrit. Vipassana, the name of that gentleman, the chief, the controlling deity in the sun glow, the name is also there in the sun. Imam Vipassati, Imam Prasaman, Ahama Vayam, Krishna says, Krishna not only says that I spoke this philosophy of the Sakantarsa, Bhagavad Gita, long, long ago, to Vibhushan, the Sun God, his name is so particular. So, just for those who have Krishna Consciousness, their knowledge is perfect. Because the modern scientists, they can try to approach the sun glow. It's impossible for them. But they do not know actually what is there within the sun glow. They are thinking that there cannot be anything here. And they are thinking there cannot be any living entity in the moon planet. But that's not the fact. Everywhere there is living. Because anything material is made of five elements. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. That's the fact. And that you get then globe and both planets and this planet and that planet, the constituent ingredients at this island. Not water.
Yeah.
Fire. So, within this planet, we have one experience that there is living entity within the earth. To dig some earth, you'll find there are so many insects, ants are coming. And on the land, there is living entity. Then, after land, there is water. Water, there are many living entities. You cannot say, seeing the surface of the water, you cannot see just like this ocean, Atlantic Ocean. You do not see any living entity. That does not mean that there is no living entity. That is your insufficiency of vision. That is living. So there is living entity on earth. There is living entity in water. There is living entity in the air. So why there shall not be living entity in the fire? What is your reason? If you think, oh, I am a living entity, I cannot be in the fire. Your condition is different. Because your body is different than the man. It's like you cannot live in the water. That does not mean in the water there is no living entity. So it is your insufficiency of knowledge. Otherwise, if every element that is living in, and that is the information I get from basic literature, sarvabhaum, living entity is there, everywhere. So from plastic vision, and that is our source of knowledge, sattvas of purusha, one to see through the sattvas, what is one? That is our, the facility. Those are following the basic way of life. So we have to see everything through. And then we can understand, then we can get full knowledge. Sattvas of purusha. But here, the demigods, they are praying. Sattva pratam, sattva varam, drishattvam. Drishattvam. Drishattvam means Krishna, our God, is truth in past, future, and present. Before creation, there is God. During this day of the creation, there is God. And after the annihilation of the creation, there is God. It is therefore said that sattva pratam sattva pratam. Sattva pratam sattva pratam sattva sattva. Sattva sattva joni. Source of all truth. It's like our present experience, this devil is food. This is fact. We cannot say that this is all. Now, where from this food comes? If you trace out the original source, then you find that Krishna is by Krishna's energy. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated in very clear language that உமையின் அம்மா அனலா பாய் குஜி மன்னரை வந்தார். அப்பராயம் உமி மீன் சார் வாட்டர் உமி அம்மா அனலா அனலா மீன் ஃபயர் உமி அம்மா அனலா பாய் பாய் மீன் உமி அம்மா அனலா பாய் சாங் சாங் மீன் சாகா மைண்ட் இன்டெலிஜென்ஸ் ஈகோ கிருஷ்ணா சே மின்னா மே பொசிட்டிவ் அஸ்ததா வி ஆர் மைண்ட் செப்பரேட்டட் எனர்ஜி பிகாஸ் ஹி இஸ் தி சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி எலிமெண்ட் தி க்ராஸ் எலிமெண்ட் அண்ட் தி சட்டில் எலிமெண்ட் God's elements are the earth, water, fire, air, ether. These are God's elements. And finer elements are the mind, intelligence, and ego. So altogether, eight. So all these material elements, mind is also material. Sometimes we mistake that mind is spirit. No, mind is matter. Sometimes they say intelligence is spirit. No, they are subtler, very subtle, finer. Ego, that is still subtler. But they are all material elements. The Krishna says that me, mind, Bhumi Rama Anadho Bhai, Anadho பிரகிதி மே பின்னா பிரகிதி மே அஸ்ததா தே ஆர் மைண்ட் செப்பரேட்டட் எனர்ஜி. தி டெமிகாட் காட் டு நாட் சே தட் வி ஆர் ஆல் இன் ஆல். தே ஆர் நாட் சோ புவர். ஹியர் மீ Krishna, you are the source of all truth. Sattva Jyoti. Nikanta Sati. And the whole material world, according to Krishna philosophy, Bhagavad philosophy, not according to the fact that everything is truth. But it is temperate. This light, this sun. Sun, we can see in the daytime. At night, we do not see the sun. That does not mean the sun is dead permanently. People used to believe that sun, after everything, it dies. There are some primitive philosophy that. But actually that's not the fact. The fact is the sun is there in the sky but this planet being in a different position we do not see the sun. That is the fact. Therefore sun is true. And because sun is not visible at night by me, therefore sun cannot be untrue. This is our foolishness. God is truth. God is truth and he is visible also in due course of time. But those who are rascals, they think that God is dead, there is no God. That's what it is there. Sattva-sajan, nihitanta-sattva. Today, Janmashtami day, we should try to understand Krishna because of death. not go early. Because there's some of Nizam. It's a story. Very interesting. But hearing story all these, we are trying to forget Krishna. Any religion, if it is not based on Nizam, one needs to be forgotten. Long. So, that is happening. There may be so many Krishna temples, but there is no discussion of the Krishna philosophy. Krishna philosophy. They say Krishna is an idol. Just child of a leader is finished. No. Janma karma mitta vidyam yo janati sattata. That is the injunction of Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who understands me, my transcendental activities, appearance and disappearance, anyone who can understand, janma karma mitta yo janati sattata is true. That requires philosophical understanding. Religion without philosophy is sentiment. Sentiment has no value. And philosophy without religion is mental speculation. That is our philosophy. Both of them should be combined. Religion should be combined with philosophy. Then intelligent person will speak. Otherwise, this is me. Without religion, and without religion means animals. Animals, they do not have any religion. Neither they have any understanding of religion. That is animal life. Dharmena hina pasuti samana. That is the distinction between animal and man. Animals are not interested in no cats and dogs. I have a nice cordial invite the cats and dogs. They will never be interested in because they are cats and dogs. But any human they develop consciousness. They come. Therefore, in every human society, doesn't matter where it is, in any part of the world, there is some conception of religion according to the place, according to the people, and according to the, of course, preacher is always competent, but he does not speak fully if the audience is not. I mean, qualified to understand. This philosophy of Krishna consciousness cannot be freed in this pleasure. It is meant for advanced humanity. The philosophy of God, philosophy of Krishna. Each and world described here in this one Bhagavatam, before the appearance of Lord Krishna. Satta pratam satta param si satyam satta shajuni vihitam satyati satta shasatam mritasatam ityam satyatmatam tam saranam papat. This is the Bhagavatam. Each line, each verse is so much impregnated with philosophical thoughts that you can study one verse throughout your whole life. It is so philosophical. It is not a professional business that you finish one verse, read it once. One life is not sufficient to understand one word of them. It is so Pizza Gandhi. Well, he has become a professor. Bhagavatam. What do you understand? The whole Bhagavatam. One word requires this tradition. One text. So, Satpasajoni, Nihitanta Satri. These roots, these elements, they are also the gods. They are as Paramatma. That is explained in the Brahma Samhita. Eka prasau gatayatam jagadanda kuti. Jagadanda-jaya-jagantam paramanu-jayantarastam Govindam avishudutam samam bhajami. This Govinda, that is omnipotent. By his one plenary portion, he compassed one plenary portion. Mahavishnu, from his breathing, many universes are coming out, excelling and inheriting many universes are going. This is the his process of creation and annihilation. That Mahavishnu, Vishnu Mahanasarya just a paralysis is not. That Mahavishnu is only a partial representation of Govinda. The Bhagavad Gita also, when Arjun wanted to understand the extensive potencies of Krishna, how he is working, he replied, Bahumaitena Kingyatena Tavarsha. Atava bahunaitina king yatina tabarsina. Yikangshina sutuja. Vishkattam aham krishnam yikangshina sutuja. Look, it's like that. He says, how extensively I'm expanding. How I can explain you in this part time, because you are speaking to what we simply try to understand that by my one plenary portion I enter into this universe or this material world. Ekangshina Siddhuja, and therefore the whole universe is therefore. Yes, he says, Nihitanta Sattva. He is everywhere. Eka Pasu Gadriyatam Jagadanda Kuti. Gachyap Virasti Jagadanda Kaya Jagadanda. And he is not only is one universe, but there are innumerable universes. Everywhere, yes. And not only in the universe, but everyone's heart. You are all sitting here, there is any Marabu living in this. Isara Sarva Bhutana Vidyase Vachana Vishuddhi. Isara, the Supreme Personality of God, in his Paramatma nature, is living within the heart of all living. Yabha Krishna within your heart. That is the dual system actually. You find out where you are sitting and where Krishna is. That is real mystery. Not that himness. Real meditation is touch down, Krishna within your heart. There is your first basic part. Jnana vasthita tanta gatena manasa vasthanti jam yogi. Yogi, in their meditation, jnana vasthita, being situated in meditation, meditation. Dhanava sita.
Tadrapenam sam.
The mind being absorbed
in Krishnamata. Dhanava sita.
Meditation means to become absorbed
in the thought of Krishna.
There is it.
Dhyanava smita tatvatena manasa vasantijam yogina.
This is a yogic practice. Yogic practice is not gymnast.
Actually, yogic practice is this, that one has become purified from all sense-grasping prejudices, methods, sitting in a very nice, sacred place alone, not in a fashionable city or room.
We can, in our bhakti yoga, we can do anywhere.
That is the facility of this bhakti yoga system. In other yoga systems, you have to create a required atmosphere. Then you can practice yoga. But in this system, bhakti yoga system, it is so nice and especially recommended in this age. Because you can sit down anywhere and chant Hare Krishna immediately. That is the advantage of this book. And actually, it is something. These boys and girls, they are not practicing any different kind of meditation. Simply by hearing the word Krishna and Hare immediately used in a meditation. And that is also recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. That yoginamapi sarvesam. There are different kinds of yogis. Of all the yogis. Yoginamapi sarvesam. Madhvatam. Antaratma. Within the heart of in the mind, while he is always thinking of Krishna. You can do it. You see this Krishna deity constantly, naturally. There will be an impression within your mind. And if you think constantly about the deity and Krishna, hear about Krishna, as soon as hear about Krishna, immediately think of Krishna. In this way, if you live, then you become the topmost. We have written here this book. The master friend is the topmost. So, it is very fortunate that we meet on the dance with us, living the castle of this town. Before the castle of this town, the more you Sinnata Sapata Krishna. Krishna, in the presence of Krishna, having this thought about Krishna, that's the thing. That when Krishna sees that you are interested very much in such topics of Krishna consciousness, as you are trying to express, you find great secret of this. Actually, the process is yes. Sinnanam sabada Krishna punna savana pihitam. This hearing process is so nice that even if you do not understand the secret of simply as you are hearing, you are becoming a fire. Dinnanam sitata Krishna punna savana pihitam. One is described savana pihitam. Savana means hearing. And pihitam means chanting or describing. Krishnagan describes. You are here. So, even we are all fools, simply by describing and simply by hearing, we are all becoming smart. Take advantage of this hearing and chance. If you want to become pious, man, you have to give in charity, government, just like people are opening hospitals, those who have got money. But those who have no money, how will you become pious? Free of God, without any money. Simply hear about Krishna. This is the cheapest method to become pious, religious, villager, everything. Samasa, all good qualities will come out. Pindadam, Sabadam, Krishnam, Pindadam, Sabadam, then, as soon as you become pious, what is the result? The result is, Krishnam, Tatta, Vantrani, all the dirty things which is accumulated within the heart. Krishna helps to clean. And mukti means to clean the heart. That's all. To come to the real understanding. That is mukti. At the present moment, our heart being polluted with so many material contaminants, we do not know what is our actual being. Not knowing. They're ignorant, just like animals. But the human life is not meant for this purpose to remain animals throughout the whole life. Wild, religious, human beings. Take such a Krishna said, those who are not taking to this Krishna consciousness, Namaham Prabhadvanti, Krishna consciousness means to surrender to Krishna. Sarva dharmān paricchasya māṁ ekam śaraṇam. So we are teaching these boys and girls to surrender to Krishna. I have no difficulty. I have not manufactured anything. The thing is already there. Krishna says, surrender unto me. I simply say, surrender to Krishna. What is English? And by simply doing this, I have become a great spiritual master. Well, that's right. Why they work with me as spiritual master? I am a down girl. But I know that I have not adulterated the word of Krishna. Yes. I have not become a big yogi and commentator on Bhagavad Gita and doing something that comes. I am simply saying the word of Krishna. Let's not say surrender unto me. Is God, is Krishna. I am saying, please surrender to Krishna. So, it is very simple to understand who is a rascal. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious is a rascal. Bring any scientist, any yogi, any gyani before me, I'll prove that he is rascal number one. So, that is my request, that to understand who is a rascal is not very difficult. Simply try to know whether he has got any Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. That will be known. How? That is jāsti bhakti bhagavata pinjana sarvai gunai tatra samāsate sura. Anyone who has got Krishna consciousness, all godly qualities is developed. Not that a man is doing all nonsense and he says, I am Krishna conscious. No. If one is Krishna consciousness, then all godly qualities will develop. So, this is practical. Yes. Anyone can understand. Bhakti Parishanu Bhava Virakti Annatrasya. These European and American boys, from their childhood, they are accustomed to take meat, wine, and accustomed to so many nonsense things. According to our Vedic standards, most abominable conduct. But just see how they are given us very easy. Very easy. That is the test of Krishna consciousness. Not that I am doing all nonsense and I am Krishna consciousness. That must be simple. Let's say if one man is a rich man, then there must be simple. He must have a good car, he must have good dress. Oh yes, if he says, I am very rich, I will correct him. Similarly, when one person is freed from all this material attachment, bhakti parisanu bhava virakti annatrasya, he will have an aversion for all this nonsense. As Jamuna Acharya says, Tadavadhi mama citta krishna, Tadavadhi mama citta krishna padara bin, nava nava dhava ranta mani, Tadavadhi vata nari sangame smadya mani, bhavati mukha vikara sushtu nishri vanant. Sri Jamuna Acharya said, since I have developed my Krishna consciousness, Jadavadhi mama citta krishna padara, always thinking on the lotus feet of Krishna. Jadavadhi mama citta krishna padara vinde, nama nama dhama rantuma. Every moment I am getting new pleasures. And what about our material life? The patanari sangame, the highest material pleasure is sex life. When you are a woman, as soon as I think of it, I spy them. These are the tests.
how we are advancing in Krishna consciousness. You can test yourself. How we are becoming detached to this materialism.
So this Krishna consciousness moment is pure, authorized, based on three big principles. So, anyone who takes to it, it will benefit his children. There's no doubt. And customer will increase. Great. But still, you cannot have many customers for diamonds. That is also another fact. Just like Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Manushyanam sahasresu kashtrichata vishitra yatatama vishityanam kashtrich vrittimanta. Out of many thousands of men, one may be trying to become perfect in his life. And out of many perfect men, one may know Krishna in truth. But Krishna is so kind that in these days he has given a special facility that you chant Hare Krishna mantra, your heart will be filled back and you will be able to understand what is Krishna. Yes.